This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. It is time to go blitzing around the Beltway. Cover the teams in town you care the most about. Let's get started. Rich Tandler covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. Rich, we wrote a good story. Redskins will play to win even with only a distant chance at the playoffs. First time in 3 years. They don't really have a chance at the postseason as they prepare for action. Curious, I guess let's start with, give us some things that they do have to play for down the stretch.
Well, yeah, Vernon Davis put it very well. You know, just playing together as a team, a winning record. A lot of these guys have incentive clauses in their contract and shifting to, you know, the concept of shutting players down. You know, Jordan Reed, Trent Williams, Morgan Moses all have $15,000 plus per game roster bonuses in their contracts. They certainly don't want to leave that $60,000 sitting on the table if they can play. So, you know, and they're competitors. What a lot of people are saying, well, these games don't matter. You know, and I guess in the big picture they don't, but these guys are competitors and they get paid to play, and these games are precious. You get 16 of them a year. You might play on 100 of them in your life if you're lucky, and they want to play as well as they can in every one of them.
Rich, who's some of the young guys that you would like to see get some time? And maybe instead of, you know, a Trent Williams who's banged up, or Morgan Moses, or some of these other guys that either haven't produced or injured, who are some young players that you'd be excited to see over the last 4 weeks?
I would like to see maybe a little bit more of Jeremy Sprinkle. I think he is, he's a big guy. He's really been used as an extra tackle most of the time that he played, which is, you know, kind of what they wanted to get at him this year. But he needs to show that he's more of a pass catching threat, that makes the whole offense more effective when he's in the game. Just finished a story. We'll publish it in a little while on Monte Nicholson. I mean, he's been banged up. He's just missed the last two games with a concussion after missing two games with a shoulder injury. He's a guy they need to get him in there to see if, you know, how bad do they need to get either get Sua Cravens back if he wants to come back, or try to find a safety. I think Nicholson and Swearinger couldn't be the answer, but they need to get him on the field these last four games to find out.
Chase Roullier has shown some decency in the interior of the offensive line. They like Spencer Long, who got hurt as well. He's a pending free agent. If they can lock him up between the two of those guys, could they have their answers to replace Laval and save some money?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Roullier is a six-round pick, and he's obviously under team control for three more years. He's done well. Out of all the replacement, we had the replacements back in 1987. I think we can reuse that label again for the offensive line. Talk about this group of replacement guys. He's played the best out of all of them, I think. Unfortunately, same thing evaluating him. He's had the broken hand. He had kind of a lighter cast on yesterday, kind of a wrap and some tape and stuff. They're hoping he'll be able to snap when on Sunday in Los Angeles. They sure would like to get him back out there. And Long, you know, you could put one in center, one at guard. Long, you know, played as a guard, played pretty well when Sean LaValle got hurt a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I think, you know, Long can probably be had for not a whole lot of money. And you're cheap with Roullier. So, yeah, I think that'd be a good way to go there in the middle.
Us Roulliers are always very cheap. Rich, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
We'll see you, pal. Let's talk puck, Tommy. Neil Greenberg of the Washington Post knows a lot of sports, but he hosts right here on 106.7 The Fan with our own Thom Daly. It'll be tomorrow night, programming note, Crashing the Net, 6:30 post Meridian. Neil, I don't know, man. I don't know how to predict this thing. They were great last night against the team they never beat, talking about the Capitals. How do we figure?
Yeah, well, there's the The winning ways all started when Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom were reunited. It seems to be the offensive spark that the team needed. And, you know, if you had any inclination that Alex Ovechkin is slowing down, I would highly implore you to take a look at his goal last night. I mean, that was vintage Ovechkin mowing down the ice for the score. I mean, this guy still has it and is just continually making the case to being the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League.
And he had a sensational assist last night going between his legs on a great feed in front of the net as well. 20 goals. He leads the NHL. He's on pace for 50 for the eighth time, and he's scoring more at even strength than he did last year, Neil.
Yeah, he's a threat anywhere on the ice. And the even strength part is perhaps the biggest indication that his season has been terrific. I mean, everyone knows that he's going to be scoring on the power play. They know where he's going to score from. They still can't stop it. The fact that he's able to score at even strength and, as you said, create with his passing, which I think has been underrated throughout his whole career, is really going to be big for Washington. Let's face it. I mean, they need Alex Ovechkin to be the scorer for the team, especially with all the offseason changes that came about. And if TJ Oshie is going to miss any time, they're going to need Alex Ovechkin to come up even bigger.
What was your take on that hit against Oshie? I think the person doing it matters. Thornton's got a great reputation, but it was still looked pretty bad to me. What are your thoughts, Neil?
Yeah, I think it looked worse because of the way Oshie kind of fell down and then when the hit happened. I'm not sure it's a suspendable offense. I'm not even sure that he needed to answer the call with Tom Wilson in later on in the start of the period. But look, the NHL is trying to make it safer. They're trying to avoid these type of hits where to the head. So can I see a suspend? I mean, I guess I could, but I don't think it was that bad considering the position that Oshie found himself in after he fell.
Neil, I appreciate you. So does Danny. Thanks much for joining us.
Thanks, Neil.
Sure thing. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Neil Greenberg of the Washington Post on Grant and Danny. That is your Beltway Blitz. Caps get a big win last night, and the Wizards got embarrassed. Rim protection like me, Thommy, and Dar were playing in the paint.
My God. It was absolutely brutal. I mean, their weakness, their Achilles heel, is against teams that have really athletic shot-blocking centers. When Hassan Whiteside is engaged, that's what it looks like. When Rudy Gobert comes to town, they get no points in the paint. They're terrified. They take long-range twos. The offense stagnates. And when their offense stagnates, you see what happens on defense. They get lazy. They're just watching open shots. They're just inviting players to go down the lane and dunk it. That was a horrendous effort start to finish. Bradley Beal said it right. Embarrassing. That's the word.
It's a good word for it.
Yeah. Boat raced.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Back to the Redskins we go. They've got a bunch of guys to decide on moving forward. Injured players. Should they play? Should they be rested? Should they gut through these final few weeks? Let's make some decisions on what should happen with those guys next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.